Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm your host. And we're going to spend the next 55 minutes exploring the realms of self-awareness relative to time and space, since that's where we're living. If you've never listened to my show before, welcome, and thank you for showing up tonight. This is a new time slot for me, and I haven't been on the radio for a couple of months, so I'm really excited about this time on Monday night. It feels really great. If you are new, you can check out my website to better understand this aspect of who I am. The web address is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. And there you can check out, you can look at your card if you don't know what it is. According to your birthday, you can check out my books, Greeting Card Line, all of which is based on the Mystic Oracle of 52 Cards and more. I also have a new iPhone iPod Touch app that was released a couple of weeks ago called Cards of Destiny. And that's based on my award-winning book of the same title, and you can check that out at the iTunes store under Cards of Destiny. You can also sign up for the Card of the Day, which is a daily email that I send out. This evening, I'm going to be taking calls for readings on open lines. So please feel free to call in and talk to me. If you're not familiar with this system, which I base much of my work on, I invite you to venture in and explore the realms of this amazing oracle of time. It's really quite wonderful and quite mind-boggling at times. If you are familiar with the cards, let's go deeper together tonight and see what we can discover. The call-in numbers, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, are 888-815-9756. Call in on line 1. These are not toll-free numbers. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. There are more numbers on the website there at BBS. If you're too shy to call in, you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. I don't always get to those, but I do try to stay on top of that. So let's see. We have Susan from Seattle on line 2. Susan?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Sharon. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Sharon, so I am. I was wanting to see if you could help me here, see what if the cards can tell me anything about, like, is there on relationships? Is a relationship coming in? And I'm looking for a committed relationship.
Okay, what's your birthday, Susan?
October 8th.
10-8. That's a very powerful, dynamic birthday you have there, the Ace of Diamonds. Ace of Diamonds, Five of Hearts. So, and what is your present age?
49.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, I'm not laying cards out as like in fortune telling. I'm actually looking at cycles of time that are already determined, because the card deck is really a matrix of time. It's like an ancient book of time. And Susan, at age 49, when you had your birthday in October, you went into a new 7-year cycle. And this is going to be a very powerful time for you, because you're going to be refining the way that you use your intention, your thinking, everything that your values, all based on your values, they're changing during the 7-year cycle. And it's a time when you're going to completely reinvent yourself and recreate your life. So it's a very, very powerful time for you. I do see an interesting connection with the Jack of Diamonds. It looks like it could have to do with business. Let me look at your yearly cards and see what's going on. 49. It's a Mercury year for you, so lots of new beginnings. Boy, I'd say, you know, if you don't have a business, you might want to start one. Are you in business for yourself? Because you have
no,
amazing.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Maybe you're going to inherit some money from somewhere. I play the lotto with these cards.
Gosh, give me the numbers and I'll play.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't do that.
I was being hopeful there, you know.
I know. You know, you have a lot of influences that can bring close connections to you. I feel like there's also a lot of learning that's going on for you right now relative to relationship. Like, you don't want it to be like it's been in the past. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a whole shift going on inside of you, and I feel like the more attention you give to that, the more clearly you will be able to attract someone that matches you, because I feel like maybe some people have shown up recently, but they weren't, there was no connection really, either from one side or the other. And one of the things that I see you're learning relative to relationship is how to communicate who you really are to somebody. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I'm working on that.
Yes, so that's what this time right now is about. It's about learning what it is that you're learning, really seeing what it is that you're projecting when you meet someone, or in general, really, and refining, letting go of old images or old ways of thinking, old ways of communicating, and really shifting that whole realm of relating for yourself so that people really get who you are when they meet you. This is your work right now.
Right.
You know, it's possible later on in the year, actually, closer to your birthday, October, maybe in the late summer, you may have a couple of love interests that show up and have a hard time figuring out what you want to do. But right now, you know what's really important is learning about what you're projecting and really getting clear with the conversations that you're having with yourself inside.
Right. And that's what I'm working on, actually.
Well, honey, you're right in line with the influences that are at work with you. So you just keep doing that, and the rest will take care of itself. Okay?
I sure hope so.
Well, you know what? I really believe that when we're ready to be in a relationship, we have to want it 100%. 100% clarity of what we want to create in our life. And, you know, there are times when when the influences that be, or as we call them, the powers that be, mm-hmm. when they align with our intentions and our intentions align with their intentions, then those things happen. The focus, I believe, for you right now needs to be on your relationship with yourself. And mm-hmm. the more profoundly you do that with you, the quicker. You do have the King of Hearts here as your cosmic reward card. So I would be surprised if somebody didn't show up. You want to be ready when he does, okay?
So there is a King of Hearts in there, huh?
Absolutely. All over the place. There's a lot of learning there, though, so pay attention, okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
So that's great. Well, thank you so much, Sharon. I certainly enjoy, I get your card every day, and I enjoy that very much. It's really good.
Susan, thank you so much for calling in. Let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Okay, we have Mary from North Carolina on line one. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I've read your blogs for quite a while, and I have been wanting to hear your show online, and now I'm on the phone, so it's all very exciting.
I'm so glad you called. Where in North Carolina are you?
I'm in Raleigh.
Oh, not too far from me.
Ah.
Great. So when's your birthday?
My birthday is June 19th, 1965. Mm-hmm.
And so what does that make you age-wise right now?
44.
Thank you. So do you have a particular question, or?
Well, I have questions about, I guess, several areas of my life. I guess really all the majors, I guess. My son and my career and my relationship future.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're the Gemini Jack of Diamonds. Boy, you have a lot of energy, don't you?
Yes, I do.
44 is a very powerful year, okay? 44 is a time when we go deep into ourselves and reflect on where it is we've come from and really connect with this, you know, our soul and our spirit and the inner world of who we really are.
Yes.
And your long-range cards for 2, 4, 3, 4, 4, ooh, King of Clubs. This is a Mars year for you, so this is very powerful. King of Clubs and the Nine of Spades. That's interesting. Okay, and where's your Nine of Diamonds? I want to see how complete. So I see a little... maybe disappointment or loss that's gone on here. Is that true?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Definitely in your cards, so.
That has already happened or is to come?
It could have happened since your birthday, your last birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The King of Clubs is a very powerful influence for you right now. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at this card.
Mm-hmm.
One is that this influence teaches us to really own our individuality and our authenticity and live in that, step into that. That King will cause us to step into that in a more profound way. I do see this showing up in Venus. Very interesting what you've got going on here. Mm-hmm. Is there an echo in the phone?
I don't know, but I've repeated Venus, so I don't know.
So, do you have your own business?
I am starting that.
Uh-huh. Because you have tremendous influences to be doing that right now. And I see that you also could have some help with that, some support from...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
From?
From both a man and a woman.
Huh.
Yes. I mean... one of the things that's really, really important for you right now is for you to be following your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, completely. You don't question it. You use your logic to back it up.
Uh-huh.
And this is relative to you bringing your ideas into some sort of form or structure.
Uh-huh.
It's important for you to be around, you see, you're sitting in the Jupiter and Mars. I mean, this is a time where if you take action and continue to take action, network with people, say yes to everything that feels good, without hesitation, things could really take off for you.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good to know, because I have felt drawn in those directions for quite some time, and now it feels like time for it to take off.
Well, I would think so. I mean, with the influences that you have here, they're very powerful.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, the danger you face as a Jack of Clubs is overthinking things.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You have to be really, really careful. You know, I don't know if you know who T. Harv Eker is. He's the millionaire mind guy. But one of the things that he says is, it's not ready, aim, fire. It's ready, fire, aim. You know, you can't wait until, oh, everything is perfect. I wanted to read this quote that I have in my book who was this quote by? But it's perfect for you because it's exactly what we're talking about here. Now, whether or not I can find it is a question. But, you know, this time that you have right now, you want to take action. It's really, really important to take action. It's very easy for you to get, here it is, it's by Napoleon Hill. Everybody listen to this. Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you may have at your command. And better tools will be found as you go along. It's really important for you to start taking action. Because if you just keep waiting till you have all your ducks in a row, by the time you get to the end duck, the front duck is going to be wandering off.
Right.
You know, you just want to go with what you have and start taking action with what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
This is very important for you. What's your son's birthday?
He's November 8th.
And how old is he?
He's 13.
Okay. November 8th. I'm going to do this really quick because I got a bunch of people lined up here. Hang on, everybody. 13. Not an easy age for anybody. He's the Queen of Clubs, so he's very sensitive. Okay.
Queen of Clubs,
Jack of Hearts. Those are his two first cards. So this is a sensitive young man.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that can be really tricky for him is learning boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah. And he could use some help with that. So that he knows that it's important for him to really, really put himself first, you know, and not let people, he needs to learn to let people give to him, it feels like.
Uh-huh.
He's going through a lot of transformation, it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Not an easy year for him. Maybe some loss, maybe some challenges or disappointments with people or friends.
Uh-huh.
He also is dealing with a little bit of uncertainty in himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's had a rough time for a long time, but due to his sensitivities in general, but yes.
Yeah. So what does he love to do? What is it that he excels in or feels comfortable in?
Let's see. He's very bright. He reads a lot. He loves video games and all that, of course. He has a lot of attention issues, and it's hard for him to stay focused on anything to really build it or create it. So we struggle with that a lot. So it's hard really to get him really engaged. He's very artistic. He's very good at that.
Mm-hmm. So the things that he's good at are the things that need to be supported for him. When he turns 14, things are probably going to get a little easier for him. I feel like he's going to have a new relationship with himself. I want you to go on my website and go to the products page.
Products.
Okay? And then let me just make sure I'm going to tell you the right place to go here. Go to the products page on my website.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what we want here. And then I have some carousels of books on there. Okay. And on the third carousel down, and you may have to refresh the page to get this to load.
Okay.
There's some really great books in there for you to get for him. Okay?
Okay.
That you can help him, and it'll be fabulous for you. Okay, Mary?
For him to read.
No, for you to read.
For me to read. Okay.
You to read and do some of those exercises with him. I guarantee you they'll help.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thank you very much. And nothing came up on relationships?
I see the potential for that, but I feel like I have a string of people on the line here, and I'm trying to keep my readings down to 5 minutes.
Yes, I understand.
So all these people are lining up on there. So
yes.
I think the important thing right now is to start your business, focus on that, and focus on helping your son, okay?
Okay.
And then call me next week about relationships.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I appreciate
darling.
It.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep my readings to 5 minutes so I can fit everybody in. And also, sometimes if I see the cards are going in one direction, like for Mary, I just see so much energy there for her to be expressing herself in a whole new way and doing that through business if she wants to. That's where I'm going to focus, and also definitely on the kids, so bring me the babies. Okay, Tanya, from somewhere that I don't understand. Tanya, are you there?
I'm here.
What is is that supposed to be BC?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
BX, and I thought, where is BX? Okay. Okay. Hello, darling. How are you?
Hi there. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. When's your birthday?
June 9th.
June 9th. Two of diamonds. Little Gemini, two of diamonds. You're a smart little cookie, aren't you? What is your present age?
37.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so let's look at your 7-year cycle real quick and see what's going on, because you started that at 35. So do you have something in particular that you want to know about, or you want me to just tell you what
particular.
I see?
Yeah, just whatever comes out.
Oh, goody. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to just look quickly. This age 35 to 41 is a time of a lot of change and transformation for you. Very, very powerful. And also a time, are you in a relationship?
No.
Do you want to be?
I'm ready.
I would think you want to be, because you got the Queen of Hearts sitting in your house, and she likes to be loved. Okay, so you are the Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades. Are you familiar with this card system?
Not at all, no.
Oh, well, let me start there. Because, really, the Two of Diamonds is a very powerful card. And that's your birth card. And so when we get off the phone, you can go on my website and read about the following cards. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah.
Your birth card is the Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
Your spirit card is the Six of Clubs. Your soul card is the Ace of Diamonds, and your planetary card is the Jack of Spades. Okay? So you can go on my site and read about those after we get off the phone. One of the things that's most important for you is to follow your intuition. Always follow your intuition. And
yeah,
you
I get
let
trouble
your,
when I don't.
And that's what, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Well, I'm so glad you understand that. So, you know, the thing is for you, your mind works so quick. It's like, and your logic and your intuition work together at the same time. And that's why your mind is so fast. So the danger for you, especially in relationship, lies in, you know, having really high expectations of other people. This can be a problem for the little two of diamonds. So, you know, you have to be careful with that and just slow down a bit. This year, age 37, that began last June, so you're pretty much, you know, you're pretty far along in here, but you still have a few cycles to go. You're learning about communication this year, you have been. When I say year, I mean birthday to birthday.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time for new beginnings with your visions, your ideas, new way of perhaps working or making money. You have the king of, well, let me look, where are you here? Two of diamonds. You're sitting in the seven of clubs house, so you're really refining your, you've got the seven of diamonds behind you too. So this has been a time of refining your mind, your thinking, your beliefs, your concepts, how you communicate, bringing your values together, your spiritual values with your material values, and looking how you can take those values that you have for yourself, what's important to you, the priorities that you have, and creating a foundation for them so that you can better communicate who you really are. Is this making sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So a lot of change. Did your work change in some way this year? Since
well,
your birthday?
I had a motorcycle accident 2.5 years ago, and I still haven't gone back to work since then.
Have you been thinking about that? Because you got a little juice going on here.
Well, I tried going back, but there was no position left for me, and they gave me a going-away package.
Ah, okay. But your body is ready to go back?
Not necessarily, no. I'm still trying. The doctors don't know how to fix my leg, and I've been pretty much fixing it myself.
Oh, well, good for you. With your mind?
With my mind, with crystals and meditation, and I've done more healing in my leg in 6 months than they did in 2 years.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. You know, that Jack of Spades planetary ruling card you have can be a very powerful healing force. It's a card on the high side of spiritual initiation. And when the more you apply yourself with self, you know, discipline and toward mastery, the greater power you have to direct your mind in that way. I mean, this whole thing could lead to you working as a healer.
I've been looking towards that because I've experienced things in the last year and a half that's actually got me writing a book about it, a huge kind of awakening that of stuff that I didn't even know existed. And yeah, it's been an initiation process, all right.
Well, I would think that that writing process is as well.
Yeah, it's been healing too.
Let me look what happens after your birthday. Well, let me see. I mean, you have, let me look and see where you are right now. Gemini, two of diamonds. One, two, three, four, five. So you're in Saturn and you're going to Jupiter, Uranus on 3-3. So one, two, three, four, five. Oh, I'll tell you what. When March comes, things are going to really shift for you big time. And you want to just really follow your gut with, any opportunities that come your way. Start networking with people. And one, two, three, four, five. Because this could be a time when, I think you should pursue the healing. You've got really profound cards in that direction. And also during that time, you might want to start looking for somebody to publish your book.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be finished. It does not have to be finished.
Okay.
All right.
Then maybe I should start now because I'm just about coming to the end of it.
Yeah. You could.
Or should I wait till March?
I would wait till March. I would go with March. Let me just double check that, make sure I'm counting correctly. 6, 9, 1, 2. Wait, when is your birthday?
June 9th.
Right. Oh, June 9th. My God. Why did I do that? Okay, I'm looking at the wrong cards. Whoa! Okay, you're the Eight of Diamonds. Eight of Diamonds, King of Spades. Totally different ball game. Ignore everything I just said to you. Okay.
So my birth card's not the Two of Diamonds?
No!
Okay, I'll cross those out.
Yeah, cross all of that out. Oh, my God. Okay, we have the writer's card here. Yes. Time-wise, though, it's the same thing, only better. So that's the good news. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Yes, I would wait until you get into your Saturn cycle, which is... You could do it now. Go ahead. Trust your intuition.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. I don't know how I did that. Oh, I see what
I did.
Could
you go over my birth, spirit, and soul planetary cards so I can look them up?
Absolutely. I am so sorry. Okay, so your birth card is the Eight of Diamonds, and your spirit card is the Queen of Spades. And she's really working you right now, so you want to take advantage of that because that's who you are inside. And you'll read about that on my site. Your soul card is the Seven of Clubs. And your planetary card is the King of Spades.
Okay.
You are meant to be in the limelight, so let yourself go ahead and shine. And behind you for life is the Ten of Clubs, which is also the card of the teacher and the healer. So these are different influences than I thought you had when I looked at your birthday wrong. But the thing is, these are really powerful cards. I mean, these are more powerful even yet. So just keep following your path because intuitively, I feel like you are meant to, your whole life's going to change now. When you turn 42, you go into a brand new 7-year cycle. And in that cycle, you have tremendous cards of accomplishment, both spiritually and materially. For 7 years, it is a time that, where's your Eight of Diamonds? Yep, you will be starting a whole new way of being. And it'll be, I say, follow that inner guidance that you have.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go on your website and I'm going to check out those cards.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mary Ann, are you there from Pennsylvania?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am good, thanks. I'm pleased to get a chance to talk to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, awesome. I was asking, I had my birthday last week, and I was wondering if getting a reading or looking at your cards closer to your birthday is any different than any other time of the year.
Well, when we have our birthday, we get a whole new set of cards. So we have brand new influences that come in on our birthday. All of us do. So our year is actually birthday to birthday rather than January 1st to December 31st. That's a calendar year. But for each one of us, our year starts on our birthday. And we have cycles that fall into place every 52 days. We have 4 3-month cycles that begin on our birthday. And we have 13 lunar cycles that are 28 days long. So there's a lot of information that shifts on the day of our birthday. When was your birthday?
Pardon?
When was your birthday? What day?
Thursday, February 11th.
February 11th. Okay. February 11th is the Ace of Spades. And I am looking at the right day. Your birth card is the Ace of Spades.
Okay.
The card of the Magician. Your spirit card is the Seven of Hearts.
Okay.
Your soul card is the Two of Clubs. And you are an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Your planetary ruling card is the Nine of Spades. So the Ace and Nine of Spades, these are powerful cards of transformation. Do you want to tell me your age?
This year, I laughed because I said this year I'm counting backwards. so I can catch up with my husband because he's 3 years younger than me. But yes, I just turned 56.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is a powerful time for you. Because at age 56, we also go into a new 56-year cycle and a new 28-year cycle, new 7-year cycle. I mean, it's just like cycles all over the place. So I'm going to quickly get your...
I've been antsy. I've been feeling like it's like the new year. No wonder. It's the beginning of everything new then, isn't it?
It's the beginning of everything new, and it's the beginning of you having a new relationship with yourself.
Awesome.
Yep. You've got the Ace
I've
of Hearts sitting in your head. You've been what?
I've been practicing. I've been learning.
Now, do you meditate?
Because that was when you're raising 4 boys, that part gets neglected.
Oh, my. 4 boys.
And they're all out of the house now, and I've just really, really been reading a lot lately, so it's time for a new relationship with me. That's neat.
Well, you got the Ace of Hearts in your house, so that's exactly what's going to be happening. And then you're really going to be recreating and reinventing yourself in a major way. Learning about your personal power and, you know, let me see where your Nine of Spades is here in the 7-year cycle. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to make a suggestion that you start journaling.
Okay. I mean, I have been journaling since my second son died in May of 2008. But it's just been other little short notes every night. It hasn't been journaling what I've been learning and journaling about what I'm studying. So I'll take your suggestion.
What was your son's name?
Matthew.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Compassionate Friends has been a big help.
Yes, I know. I've done this experience myself.
Oh, no, really?
Have you been to my blog, Beyond the Body? I have a blog.
No.
It's beyondthebody.com. www.blogspot.com. And it's, you might enjoy the stories I have on there about the other side. And
awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
He actually is the second son that I lost. I gave birth to three boys and remarried, and another son came into our family. And my first son was killed in 2001 in a car accident. And then Matthew, his name was Chris, Matthew never got over the death of his older brother. And about the time that he turned Chris's age, when Chris passed, he started getting into stuff he shouldn't have gotten into. But I thank you, God, I had found compassionate friends before.
Can I ask you what their birthdays were?
Oh, absolutely. Chris was 3-2-1. March 21st. Do you need the year, too?
No.
Okay, yeah. Chris was March 21st, and Matthew was June 2nd. Why?
I just wanted to see their connection with each other. One was a two of spades, and one was a two of diamonds. You know. I want to tell you something about your birthday.
Okay.
11 is a number of sacrifice.
11 is a number of what?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice?
Mm-hmm. And your cards, the Ace of Spades and the Ace and the Nine of Spades, are cards of transformation through death and rebirth. So death is, you know, death is your teacher. And that's not an easy road to hoe always, and especially when you lose your kids. And I know they're with you. I can feel them with you, and I can feel them together very strongly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that with every cell in my being.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
the two of spades, and which was it? Chris's was the two of spades?
No, Chris was a two of diamonds.
Two of diamonds. Okay.
And Matthew's a two of spades.
Oh, wow. Did you say you've been through this before, too? You lost
your son? I lost my son, Spencer, in 1997. He was killed in a car accident.
Oh, that's how my Chris died. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry for your loss, too.
Yeah.
It is transition, isn't it?
It's a huge initiation. Mm-hmm. It's a huge initiation, and when we rise to the occasion and embrace it as such, you know, I can see in your cards that your whole life is going to go through a major change now as far as you, your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, will you send me an email, because I'd like to connect with you off the air. My email address.
Is your email, is that on your website?
Yeah, you can connect with me through my website. And just tell me who you are in the email.
I will.
Okay?
I will.
Okay.
That would be wonderful, because, yes, you've got other callers, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Sharon. Boy, oh, boy.
That's yes, Mary.
Fantastic.
Yes. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, Diane from Washington, are you there? Oh! Seth, I just realized you're putting people's birthdays down here. Thank you. Diane? Alicia?
Hi.
Who's this?
I'm here.
Who? Alicia?
Uh-huh.
Is your name, is it Alicia or Alicia? Woo. Okay.
Well, it's spelled Alicia, but you can call it. We all pronounce it Alicia.
Alicia, hi.
Yeah.
And your birthday.
Hi. I've called in before.
And how are
Hello?
You?
I'm good, and I'm good, and it's good to see you're back on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I took a little break, and I'm excited about this time slot. It feels really good to me.
Good.
Yeah.
I have questions about. I have questions about my son also. He's playing basketball and has been injured 3 times this year, and he's very big and very strong. And I know that people keep telling me he can take it. He's not a baby, but I'm of course my mother antenna go up. And I'm worried about whether this is something he really wants to do and therefore the injuries, or if it's just the injuries, you know what I mean? Sometimes there were times when I was young that sometimes an injury would crop up to stop me from going on a path that I didn't in essence really want to go down. So I was just wanting some insight.
When's his birthday?
July the 25th. In 1994.
So he's a Leo, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
3 of clubs. Whoa. Okay, Kobe Bryant is a 3 of clubs. You know who Kobe Bryant is?
I sure do.
Who doesn't know who Kobe is? Okay, so 94 makes him how old?
He's 15.
Okay.
He's 6'4" already.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what's happening age 15. Okay. Well, I'm going to look elsewhere here. Has this just been? I should look at his 3-month cycle. I'm going to look at his long-range cards first, really quick, and then I'm going to look at his 3-month cycle. So if you guys are following me along, sometimes my students follow along with me out there. I'm looking at his 7-year cycle first, which, oh, well, there it is right there. Shoot. Well, he has a 7 of spades sitting in his house for 7 years.
Oh.
Yeah, and age 15, he's got the 9 of spades long range. That's why he's getting beat up right now. Now, you know, he's going to have to be careful with physical stuff.
Okay.
I don't want to doom and gloom this. You know what I mean? I don't want to make it sound. But, let's see, where's his Jack of Clubs? You know what I feel like he needs? I feel like he needs some sort of other kind of discipline, like martial arts or something, to help him be more connected to his body. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It feels to, yeah, my intuitive hit here is that his head is so far away from his feet.
Okay.
And I don't mean that because he's so tall, but it's like he's very mental and he's brilliant, but he's not grounded. It feels like he's not connected enough to his body. So he needs something like Tai Chi or Qigong or martial arts that really gets him into the core, or even yoga, but something that gets him into the core of his being so his mind and body become one. Because it feels like they're traveling side by side instead of together, and every so often one goes off in one direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes, so much so I couldn't, yeah. Yeah, I'm tingling all over. That's so right.
Yeah. So if I were you,
martial arts.
Excuse me.
No, I just, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I would do for him. ASAP.
Okay.
He has to pay extra attention to himself. He has to eat well. He has to, you know, learn to be more disciplined and grounded with himself. I mean, he could be an amazing athlete.
His coach was saying today about the team, the whole team of boys, is that they know how to play all out, but they don't know how to do it not being wild. So in other words, all this this boy energy is all over the place, and yeah, they want them to play all out, but they don't want them to not be careful. So they don't know that space where you're aware of everyone around you and your own energy and where it's going. There's been more injuries this year than on this team, and they're amazing young men. Hello?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, they do need to learn discipline.
Right, yeah.
And if he sees that in all of them, he probably is going to have to find a way to, you know, help them. I mean, I know something that could really help them, but, you know, where do you guys live?
In Wilton, California.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the same thing I told somebody earlier, but for a different reason. If you go to my website.
Okay.
And go to the products page. And go down the products page.
Okay.
And this is for anybody that's listening that has any kind of similar thing going on with your kid or yourself where you're having trouble focusing. There are three carousels, and sometimes you have to refresh this page to get these carousels to load. But I would get the Brain Gym and the Switching On book. Get those two books. Yeah, and buy that Brain Gym book and give it to your coach.
Okay.
To your son's coach. And if he won't do those exercises with them, find somebody in your area that does Brain Gym, because I've done a lot of this work in the past, and I worked with so many sports teams, professional and kids, and it makes a complete difference immediately. Just do the repatterning stuff. Get the Switching On book, too.
Okay, Switching On.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I
gotta go, darling. Huh?
I knew you would have the answer.
Well, I'm so happy. Thank you so much for calling, Alicia.
Oh, Sharon, bless you. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay, thank you. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. Susan, Mary, Tanya, Marianne, Diane. Sorry, Diane, we lost you. I hope you call in next week. And Alicia, thanks, everybody. I'm going to be doing this every week again on this night. And if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, go to the iTunes store, Cards of Destiny. It's really cool. Okay, thanks, everybody. Take care and have a great week. Bye.